I wouldn't be surprised by them. I know, I suppose, from talking to people, from having conversations with the general public, and that, I suppose, people are somewhat cautious about the move, maybe concerned. A lot of people would tell me that they intend to stay with the tried and trusted what they have, I suppose. Some people have concerns about, the resale values or the trade values of the vehicles as well. There's an awful lot of concern out there around the maintenance, and if something goes wrong, people will refer to horror stories from social media and the like, David. So I most definitely wouldn't be surprised that that is the case. Then I suppose here in Leitrim and probably in the northwest, there is a need for more charging points, and there's no doubt about that. That's something that we hear regularly.
And those lack of charging points for EVs, is that also an issue that could contribute to perhaps hindering tourism in the area, that people who may be visiting the country and have rented out an electric vehicle, they probably might be a bit more deterred visiting areas, particularly the northwest, if they feel like there could be a bit more of a hazard in terms of being low on energy when they get here?
No, there's no doubt about that, and it's something that comes up regularly, and it's something that has been raised with the local authority. In particular, I suppose, as you said there, with regard to tourism and to visitors coming to Ireland and in attracting them to the northwest, there's no doubt that, in my view anyway, I would say that it does have an impact. It's hard to quantify the actual impact of it, but I think anecdotally we're told and we hear from those within the industry that it is an issue. That's the tourism industry I'm referring to now, but they would say that it is an issue.